I loved the simplicity. The Quran is so clear.
Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Just want to bring you some interesting news about Will Smith as he reveals that he's read the entire Quran, and I believe it's even in the month of Ramadan.
You told me that you read Quran.
Let's go through some of these clips from the video, and I'm going to give you my feedback and my thoughts and my reaction to it.
I was shocked how much Moses was mentioned. Musa, you know, it's like, it was so interesting.
And we didn't just have an average person accept Islam. We had the legend, Royce Gracie.
Ashhadu la ilaha illallah.
Illallah. Most of you out there know our brother Habib. Now, before Habib, there was Royce Gracie, because if there wasn't a Royce Gracie, there wouldn't be no UFC. What's the moral of the story? That if we can have people like Royce Gracie, the legendary Bruce Lee of our time, come and visit the Dean Center, and not only visit, but take his shahada, imagine all of the other people who know zero to nothing about Islam will able to come in and learn, and inshallah go from being Abu Jahls to potentially Abu Talibs, or even like Royce Gracie, accepting Islam. And that's where you guys come in. Help us to reach our goals so we can go ahead and make this a reality, to get up, open, and running. Donate right now and help us to reach our goal.
So in this part, Will Smith is talking about how he was amazed about how Moses was mentioned so often in the Quran. I want to comment on this. If you guys didn't know, for the not yet Muslims out there, that yes, Moses is mentioned 136 times in the Quran. The question is why? Why would Prophet Muhammad, with everything, the world events that are going on right now, just think back at that time, if this was a constant war, if Muslims are taught to hate Jews, Islam is an ideology that just hates Jews, anti-Semitic, yada, 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 all this stuff, all these lies that are perpetuated, why would he be the most famous of prophets, messengers in the Quran, mentioned an astounding 136 times? And let's go even deeper than that. What about Jesus? Peace be upon him. How can Muslims be anti-Christ when they have Jesus mentioned 25 times in the Quran, and it's a part of our belief system to believe that he was one of the mightiest messengers of God? And one more important point, his blessed mother, Mary, I'm sure now also he got to see this, Will Smith, that Mary, this entire chapter, so as Will Smith is reading the verbatim words of God Almighty, the Quran, he's seeing a chapter, chapter 19. It's named after Maryam, alayhi salam, Maryam, the mother of Jesus. There are also other prophets and messengers who are from the Jewish ethnicity. And we're not talking about religion. When we're talking about the way of life they were on, we know they were on upon Islam. Submission to the Creator, not the creation. Submitting your will to the will of one God. Let's continue on with this, because that's what Islam is. And a Muslim is one who did the action, does the actions of submitting his or her will to the Creator of heavens and earth. Hence, a Muslim. That's by definition what it is. And those prophets were Muslim. That their ethnicity might have been Jewish, but their way of life was of submitting and surrendering their will to the will of the Creator, i.e. Islam.
I loved the simplicity. The Quran is so clear, so crystal clear. You know, it's like it's hard to walk away with, you know, a misunderstanding.
This is very important here. He says he loved the simplicity. Will Smith is saying that he loved the simplicity. It's so clear. The Quran is so clear. It's hard to walk away. Will Smith, he says, it's hard to walk away after reading the Quran with a misunderstanding. My question is of exactly what? Let me break it down real quick. Well, we all want to know, let's say you get some gadget, you get something new, a product. How do you operate this? What's the purpose of this product? What is it? Everything has a purpose around us. Just look at yourself. I challenge people often when I talk to them. Look around you. Find yourself looking at something that doesn't have a purpose. Everything, even if you don't understand a purpose, it was created for a purpose. What about you, the human being? What's your purpose? And I'm not talking about to have a family. The means, I'm not talking about have a family, to win the NBA championships, to get to the moon. I'm not talking about it, because what if you don't make it to the moon? What if you don't win the NBA championship? What if you can't have a family, et cetera, et cetera? What if you can't have children? What if you lose your job, the job that you wanted, that was your purpose in life? These are means, okay? Because through these purposes, you can be fulfilling your greater purpose, which is to worship the Creator, not the creation, to do everything your Creator loves, God Almighty Allah, to stay of everything that He's told you to stay away from. So the purpose of life is clear. It's made crystal clear, as Will Smith is talking after reading the Quran. So this is one thing that you cannot walk away with having a misunderstanding, what the purpose of life is, what your mission in life should be, how to be truly successful in this life and the next, who your Creator is.
The Quran is so clear.
Who God is, the pure, absolute monotheism of God Almighty, the Creator Allah. It's outlined in the Quran. You cannot walk away with some different understanding. God is a man, a saint, the Trinity, a Holy Ghost. No. God is God. The Creator is the Creator. And the creation is the creation. And he's purely one and alone worthy of worship. You also have the eternal bliss outlined, the paradise. Yes, there's light at the end of the tunnel. All the struggles, all the pain. The Quran makes sense of it. How to deal with it. How to develop yourself to be the best human being that you can. And then how to achieve success in this life and definitely paradise. This is your home for eternity. The eternity, getting to see your Creator, the face of your Creator. And also the details of the hellfire, how to avoid it, all the answers to life's questions, it's there in the Quran. And as Will Smith is saying, it's hard to walk away with a misunderstanding after reading the Quran.
The spirit of it was so beautiful and clear.
Will Smith is talking about he's read other books of the Abrahamic faith.
I've read, you know, all the holy books of the, you know, Abrahamic religions.
But when you come down to it, there's really two making the claim. You have the Bible, and in the first five books of the Bible, you have what's claimed by the Jews, the Torah, and then the rest you have now for the Christians. And then you have Bible scholars telling us that the Bible has anonymous books. This is with all due respect. We're just pointing this thing out. So we don't have the original. We have a copy of nothing that's original.
People, of course, call the gospel books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Well, they call them Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John because we don't know who wrote these books, and there's no point calling them Sam, Fred, Jerry, and Harry. I mean, they're written by people. We don't know who they were written by. They are anonymous. You might not think so because they have the title, The Gospel According to Matthew. Whoever put that title on it was an editor later. The followers of Jesus were Aramaic-speaking peasants from Galilee, lower-class men who were not educated. In fact, Peter and John in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, are literally said to be illiterate. They couldn't read and write. Of course not. They were fishermen. They didn't go to school. The vast majority of people in the ancient world never learned to read, let alone write. And their native language was Aramaic. These books are written in Greek by highly educated, rhetorically trained writers who are skilled in Greek composition.
But that's why God Almighty Allah sent the Quran in its original. We have it to this day, tamper-free, tamper-proof. It's a living miracle.
The embryo in the Quran cannot be based on scientific knowledge in the seventh century. Discovered until the 20th century. These facts could only have been revealed to Muhammad by the one known who knows all about us.
Memorized by millions and millions and millions. Same it was revealed, we have it today. And then you have facts, not fiction, they're prophecies. And you have things that were unknown at that time, they're coming up now today. You have miracles, just miracles, miracles that Prophet Muhammad did. He did miracles at his time, just like Jesus did. But then you have a living miracle, the Quran, for anyone, just like Will Smith, puts it to the test, takes an analytical, scientific approach. There's no possible way that this man, Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, could have came up with this book. No way.
I was surprised how it's like one story.
It is.
From the Torah through the Bible into the Quran.
And then he talks about the line.
Yeah, I never understood the line. And it's like for the first time I saw the line. And
Abraham being the father.
I never totally understood the, you know, Abraham as the father and then the split with Isaac and Ishmael. Mm. And it was just, you know, it was beautiful to get the completion of that comprehension.
And it always brings me back to this powerful verse in the Quran where God Almighty Allah is saying in the Quran that Abraham, he was neither a Jew or a Christian, but he was one who submitted his will to the will of God, to the will of Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth. Remember, in Aramaic, it's Allah, Aramaic languages, Arabic, Hebrew, Arabic. So the English language didn't exist. Jesus didn't say God. He said, Allah, look this up. It's Allah. You don't have to have too many PhDs to figure this out. It just makes sense. You put it together. This is the creator that he called upon. And now there's that line, that chronological order. Will Smith is talking about the line.
The line. And it's like for the first time I saw the line. And
first man, Adam, he was told to submit his will to the will of the creator. He was a Muslim. That's what Muslim means. One who has submitted their will to the will of God, to the creator. And he was doing Islam. It means to acquire peace by submitting. Look, Islam has root words in there. You have peace, sincerity, surrender, submission. So you're striving for peace as a human being. If you're Will Smith or anybody else, you want to have peace, purpose in this life. Now, how do you get that? By being sincere in your search. You're asking the creator to guide you, guide me, guide me, guide me. And now when the truth comes, like it's coming to Will Smith, is he going to surrender now? You're going to surrender and submit to the truth, or you're going to be heedless, cover it up, and continue following your desires, man-made religions. And now, because you're seeing the truth is in front of you, and this is what fascinates people, it's not confusing. So the first man, Adam, he is a Muslim. And now other prophets and messengers are sent because some deviate from that line that he's talking about, and they go on to creation worship. They go on to worship human beings, to worship saints, idols, icons, man-made religions. So God Almighty Allah sends another messenger to call people back to the moral right way of pure absolute monotheism. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God. And this is familiar for some of our Christians. God is one, not three and one and three. None of these things. It's just one God. This is something you can explain to a child and an adult and a person with a GED, PhD, whatever it is. Just one God. Pure absolute monotheism. That was the message consistently delivered throughout time, and including some of the messengers that came with this message was Noah, Moses, Abraham, Jesus, peace be upon them all, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, the last and final messenger. So it was a consistent line. It wasn't God Almighty sending one religion with one prophet, and in that religion he's talking human beings to worship a cow, worship a human being, worship Jesus, worship the sun, moon, or something. No creation worship. Only worship the one and only creator. Pure absolute monotheism, as I keep saying. And they were repeating the same thing. And be morally upright. What, according to your desires? No, according to the moral code that God Almighty Allah sent. So now that is making sense to Will Smith. So we ask that Will Smith, he reach out to the creator of heavens and earth. And you, if you're a Will Smith fan, if you're somebody who's confused in life and you're searching for these things, you want clarity, and you've read so many self-help books, the Tony Robbins books and this book and that book, and it's just not. These are, you can take some good, and then you also have truth mixed with falsehood. The Quran is a book for all time till the end of time. It's a living miracle. And I want to commend Will Smith for reading it, and hopefully we call him, we invite him to do what Moses did, who's mentioned 136 times in the Quran. We call him to do what Jesus did, who's mentioned 25 times in this book, the Quran, to submit, to call upon the creator. This is your homework. Say, the one who created me, the all-loving, the most merciful, I am seeking to know the truth. If Islam is the truth, this is the way of life you want me upon, guide me to it. Guide me, guide me, guide me. The Prophet Muhammad is narrating that God Almighty is saying that all my slaves, this is God Almighty speaking, all my slaves, everyone is misguided unless I guide them. So ask me for my guidance. Don't put a middle person between you and your creator. Ask your creator, humble yourself, put your face on the ground if you have to, cry earnestly, seek out all the pain, all the struggles you're going through in life. You want to make sense of it. God will make sense of it. Start to ask your creator for guidance and then start to do your homework one bit at a time. I'm going to give you a free gift, the gift here that I'm holding in my hand. Go to thedeanshow.com and we'll get you this book for free. You can start reading. This is a translation. The original, again, is in the Arabic preserve until this day. And don't forget, subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. You still got questions? Also call. Let's make that human connection. 1-800-662-ISLAM. Before you go on, we got a lot of haters. We got a lot of good people. Also some trolls, haters. Before you hate, even you out there, the trolls, the people who are projecting, they're in pain also. They're not happy. They haven't figured out the purpose of life, so they go on the attack. Give us a call, man. Let's talk. Come on, make the human connection. 1-800-662-4752. We're here to answer your questions, answer any of them. Wish the best for all of mankind. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Listen, if you want an opportunity to support Dawah, to get the Sadaqatun Jariyah, this is the project for you to do that. I'm saying to you very clearly, you know, whether it's a dollar or whether it's $1 million, this is the project that you need to support so we can have a template, you know, for Dawah and a community. And we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to duplicate this here 10 times all over America. This is Sheikh Khalid Yassin speaking to you from the Deen Dawah Center in Tampa, Florida. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.